interrogations of terror suspects during the Bush administration included harsh techniques like simulated drowning that many have called torture. But the decision by Attorney General Eric Holder to open a criminal investigation has been criticized by many Republicans. The most prominent critic is former Vice President Dick Cheney. He said on Fox News TV that Holder has gone too far.
I think it's an outrageous political act that will do great damage long term to our capacity to be able to have people take on difficult jobs, make difficult decisions without having to worry about what the next administration is going to say.
Obama, unlike many Democrats, has said he would rather look forward than back. He also said that interrogators who followed Bush-era guidelines should not be prosecuted.
I have no interest in spending all of our time relitigating the policies of the last 8 years.
Holder launched the investigation in late August. He was prompted by a newly declassified report written by the agency's internal watchdog in 2004. The report said CIA interrogations included, besides simulated drowning, threats of choking and shooting. A U.S. interrogator told detainee Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that his children would be killed if there were new attacks on the U.S. Mohammed is the self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11 attacks and is now awaiting trial at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. The former vice president says the CIA interrogations produced useful information.
Those interrogations were involved in the arrest of nearly all of the al-Qaeda members that we were able to bring to justice.
Benjamin Wittes at Brookings Institution studies legal issues surrounding detention practice.
Because the consequences of not having gotten as much information as you could from the detainees, if that had led to attacks in which large numbers of people had died, that would have been horrible as well.
Tom Malinowski served on the National Security Council in the Clinton administration and is at Human Rights Watch now. He says enhanced interrogations do not work because detainees will say anything to stop the pain. He says the U.S. is hurt by these interrogations.
Talk to us!
They made it easier for al-Qaeda to sustain itself by recruiting more angry young men to its ranks. If the goal is diminishing the number of people out there who want to be at war with the United States has to live up to its own values and fight this war in a smart way.
Malinowski says senior Bush administration officials who decided that enhanced interrogations were legal should also be investigated. It is unclear if the investigation will lead to trials. Yella De Franceschi, VOA News.